Hello listeners, hope you've been well. Today I wanted to be a bit more honest and candid about my experience with kink, and it will be quite an awkward episode, I think, at least initially, because BDSM Reimagined has worked very hard to discuss, explore, celebrate kink. But it's coming more and more apparent to me as I work with my therapist that there is something underneath the surface which has been slightly steering my perception and my opinions, and that is shame. Now, where this is coming from, if you listened to the previous episode, is that the therapist and I are doing very hard work on childhood stuff, and then all of a sudden there's this part in me which is saying very clearly, if I tell you what I really think, or if I show you who I am, then you will reject me, then you will not like me, then you will leave me. That is very, very shame-centered language. So it's something that has revealed to me just how much shame there is in my experience, especially with connection and intimacy. Now, just for some listeners who may not know too much about shame, I read in a paper recently that the definition is something like that. It is a belief, a subjective belief, that something is fundamentally wrong with you, that you are defective. So shame is that I am defective fundamentally, where a similar feeling, like guilt, oh, I feel guilty, is that the behavior you feel is wrong, not you as the self. So an example could be, oh, I made a mistake because I misjudged, and I'll need to rectify that. That's a guilty response. But shame is, oh, I made a mistake because I am a mistake. That's the parallel. So we all, I think, carry shame on different levels, etc. But what's being revealed to me more and more is how much I carry, and I certainly do. Now, when shame is attached to intimacy and relationships, then, of course, it's going to be tied to my sexual experience, my fantasies, and my kink. And this then, now, it feels quite confessional, what I'm about to say, but in a sense, I didn't really know this, but there is, for me, a strong experience that's coming up where I feel shameful of my kink and shameful of my sexual interests. Me liking trainers and being submissive, I am positioning as an obstacle to connection. It's because I like these things, because I'm aroused by certain dynamics, that I cannot get into a connection. And the more confessional part is, I think, therefore I'm trying to pathologize it, I'm trying to fix it and understand it and get rid of it or release its power. And that is almost like a pseudo, and this isn't being in my awareness, it's been me trying to understand what's going on. So a pseudo pathological process has been happening underneath where I'm just like, no, but I need to find the answer to this. Why am I attracted to trainers? Maybe if I understand it, then I can get rid of it, blah, 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 blah. And then I'm seeking partners who are vanilla, because vanilla is how it's meant to be. Vanilla is the right way of having sex. And if I'm with someone who is vanilla, then I will not, and like them enough, then I wouldn't have to do these perverted things. It's a very toxic place to be. Now, intellectually, I completely can see that kink and BDSM is a fantastic place that explores the human experience. And we are, when we're in touch with our kink and BDSM, it's a beautiful moment where we're with the expression of our life and our conditions. I really want to strive to work towards celebrating my kink and fetish, and it being something that is actually connecting me with my partner or partners. But at the moment, I'm deeply, deeply within this shame, and I'm becoming to resent my arousal towards whatever I'm aroused towards. If it's not missionary, if it's not bottom and top, then it's somehow perverse or I'm defective. It's absolutely toxic, and it's so incorrect. And I can intellectually understand that. And emotionally, I can also connect with that. But at the moment, what's been revealed to me is that actually there's something deeper in me where I am thinking, yes, I need to fix this. It needs to be gone. it needs to be resolved and cured. So that's quite big. I think that's pretty big, because the podcast itself has been trying to step away from that and just trying to celebrate everything and be positive and informed. But I do think that shame is what leads people to compulsive sexual behaviors or a narrowing of their sexual experience. So I think this is very much in line with people's experience too, be it conscious or unconscious. So I'm here to share with you, if you're a person who suspects that shame is at their core with their sexual experiences, and you know what, it's actually what brings people to, or keeps people in, chemsex dynamics, because they feel that they can't express their true erotic palate because of shame. They feel judged and embarrassed. So they do go to sex workers, they do go to chemsex parties where drugs take off the judgment and they can just be themselves. So it's definitely integrated within our sexual within people's sexual functioning. I know I'm not alone in this, but I feel quite, I hope I haven't betrayed the community where I've positioned myself as positive, kink positive, and here I am saying, actually, I do think kink is pathological. So it's a process for me to unfold. I definitely am on, as I said, the path to celebrating my kink. And that, I think, starts with honest conversations with whatever partners I come up in my future. But I've always tried to let the person direct and steer the sex, because then it's right. Then it's the ethical sex. You know, whatever they wanted, I would do. So that was a submissive tendency, trying to not be pushing down my erotic needs. That's just a short little sum up of where I'm at, just to keep you updated and let the exploration continue. Take care, listeners.